I'm Tanner Olson, and this is the Walk a Little Slower podcast. Here we talk about hope and heaviness, creating and continuing joy and sorrow, life and God, questions and answers, and everything in between. This is a podcast where you are invited to slow down, to lean in, to hold fast, and to eventually keep going. Welcome. Welcome back to another episode of the Walk a Little Slower podcast. It's me, Tanner, your host, and I'm just happy to be here, and I'm just happy that you are here as well. As you can tell, this episode is a little bit shorter. It's maybe less than 5-7 minutes. I'm recording this, so I don't know how long I'm going to talk here. But the episode is titled Unpack, and that's the title of the writing that I'm going to share at the end of this very short episode. Recently, I've been doing my best to write less poetry and more stories or reflections or thoughts. I'm still writing poetry. I'll always be a poet. And being a poet has taught me a couple of things. Mostly it's taught me to pay attention. I think I've mentioned this before, but if I could give advice to any writer, it's the same advice that I'd give to really any person, is to pay attention. If there was to be a manual for instructions for living, I think paying attention would be on the first or second page. And loving people would probably be in there as well, obviously. But as I was writing this piece kind of came from just observing people at an airport. I've gotten to travel a lot over the last year, 2 years, and as I travel, I see mostly people are, their hands are full and their heads are down. When you ask somebody how they're doing, oftentimes they'll tell you that they are busy. But if you ask a kid how they're doing, they don't say that they're busy. They say they're having fun, or they had mac and cheese for dinner, or they're going to the pool tomorrow. They tell you things like that. And, well, anyways, now I'm just kind of rambling. But the idea of this writing, this piece, is really just an invitation to let go. And a reminder for myself, and maybe for you as well, that the next time somebody asks us how we're doing, maybe we don't respond with saying, I'm busy. All right. Here it is.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
My hands were full as I carried my suitcase across town. I was 3 blocks in with about 1,000 to go when my hands became tired and sore. I guess the 20 push-ups I do every night haven't prepared me to carry a suitcase across town. Sorry for bragging about all the push-ups. I wanted to stop. I wanted to put the suitcase down and get a cup of coffee and maybe a donut. I always want a donut, but I needed to get to where I was going. I cut through the park to save a couple of minutes. The sidewalk was full of people slowly strolling, taking in the beauty of another day. Their slowness was my demise. Is there anything worse than a slow walker when you're in a hurry? I walked fast and frustrated, big, quick steps as I passed people on their left. I moved with a pace that said I had somewhere to be, with a look on my face that said, everyone, move out of my way. I was annoyed by myself, but I had to get to where I was going. I slowed down to catch my breath, switched the suitcase from my right hand to left, and saw a mother pushing her son in a stroller. She was singing him songs like the ones my mother sang to me. The boy's hands were empty and shoulders relaxed. He pointed at the birds and clapped his hands. He waved to strangers with a smile that would make the strangers smile. He waved to me. But all I could give was a head nod because my hands were full of all the things I was carrying. The boy had his whole life in front of him, his hands free and head up and eyes wide, and I hope it stays this way for him. The look he gave me said, "Why are you carrying all that?" And I didn't know how to tell him that this is just what happens when you get older. Your hands become full. Along the way, you pick things up, things you can't put down, things you don't want to put down, things you don't know how to put down, things you end up holding on to. Along the way, people give you things to hold on to, things you want, things you don't want, things you didn't think you'd ever have to carry. And it's heavy. But what are you going to do? Life just becomes a lot to unpack. And I have to get to where I'm going.